Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, April 18th on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time this Friday, 37,300 head to be selling, 7,700 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, 8,800 weaned calves, 14,900 calves on cows. For details about a specific time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction this Friday.
Here at P&K Equipment, we've been linked to the land and to the John Deere brand for nearly 30 years, delivering unsurpassed customer support and complete solutions. Like the John Deere 5055 E-Cab Tractor. You won't believe all the innovation packed inside. And it can be yours for just $29,999. So come into P&K today and check it out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. $1,500 cash discount included in price. Not stackable with finance offers. Other restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Record high cattle prices here in 2014, whether you're talking about the cash cattle prices, wholesale box beef trade, or you're talking about yearling or calf prices, we've been at record levels this year. Tight supplies, of course, are real key. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says we probably have already seen the highs of the spring at least, and now starting to back off a little bit from those top prices.
There are indications that most of the cattle market have topped for this spring for different reasons. You know, box beef has come down fairly sharply recently from the second roller coaster high this spring. That's squeezing the packer side of things in terms of their revenue side. Fed cattle prices haven't actually come down very much, just a little bit, but it does look like they've topped, and I do expect them to work lower as we move through the second half of April and certainly into May and June. You know, seasonally, we expect to see fed cattle marketings, or the other side of that is cattle slaughter will increase seasonally to a peak in May and into June. And so there'll be that seasonal supply pressure on these fed cattle prices as we move forward.
And with springtime slow to arrive, Dr. Peel says there's a couple of things out there that cattle producers normally pay a lot of attention to that are a little bit behind the eight ball. The first flush of springtime forage development, as well as getting the corn crop into the ground.
You know, it's just been a cold spring across much of the country. It's delayed forage production. I think that's the biggest issue up to this point in terms of forage issues right now. Folks had more hay last winter in general, but I think we've used most of that hay up, and we just haven't had the right kind of conditions. You know, some places have moisture, others don't, but even the places that have had moisture have seen really delayed forage production. On the crop side, you know, from the feeder cattle market standpoint, the market's beginning to keep a close eye on the new crop planting conditions. So, you know, we've got estimates now for reduced corn acreage, and now we're starting to talk about planting delays and the kinds of things that adds volatility to that market, but it will also have an impact on the feeder cattle market.
And then there's one of the defining factors for 2014, the status of the drought.
You know, on the other side of the coin, when it does warm up, then we go right back to the drought concerns. It's mid-April. You know, we've got a large area of the country that has sort of marginal drought conditions. They're going to get better or worse. We're not seeing the moisture really developing yet in some of those areas. And so producers that are in those areas within the next very few weeks, 30 to 45 days, are going to be faced with either carrying forward with the plans they had or being forced back on the defensive a little bit. We may not be able to hang on to all the replacement heifers that we started the year with. And so, you know, I think the question of herd expansion in 2014 will really play out in the next 30 to 60 days.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 500 head and featuring 150 Angus bulls, 125 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, you can go to expressranches.com and download the sale catalog. That's expressranches.com. For more information, you can give them a call at 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale, April 25th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.